Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rachel Besser, and today we'll be studying Yirmiyahu Perek Mem Zayin, Chapter 47. This chapter is the second in a series to the Goyim, the surrounding nations. The previous chapter was dedicated to Egypt. Chapter 47 is directed towards the Plishtim, the expert sea people who live on the coast of Israel. The Nevuah is given, "B'terem yakeh Paro et Aza," before Paro of Egypt had destroyed Aza, a big city of the Plishtim. The Plishtim were living large before the Egyptian invasion at around the year 609, when Paro killed Yoshio at Megiddo on his way to the city of Carchemish to join the war with Assyria to join against Babylonia. It's unclear if Egypt captured the Plishtim on his way up to Carchemish in the north before Yoshio was killed or after, on his way down. But either way, all the while Assyria and Babylonia were fighting it out in Carchemish, Paro was slowly taking over the whole Judean region. He took over Judea, Samaria, and the Plishtim, really enlarging his empire. After Nebuchadnezzar won a decisive victory, however, Paro retreated back into his lands. As it says in Malachim Bet, chapter 24, Lo hosif od melech Mitzrayim latzeit me'artzo. At that time, the king of Egypt stopped coming out of his land. Coming out of his land means he stopped trying to conquer land outside of Egypt. Ki lakach melech Bavel minachal Mitzrayim ad nahar Prat. That the king of Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, had dominion over the lands all the way from the rivers of Mitzrayim, the Nile, all the way up to the Euphrates River. All those lands that had belonged before to the king of Egypt while he was on his expansion, while he was trying to expand his country. This is what Yirmiyahu is referring to in Pasuk 2. Ko amar Hashem, hine mayim olim mitzafon, v'hayu l'nachal shotif, v'yishtafu eretz umlo'ah, ir v'yoshvei ba. The waters of the north are overflowing the entire region, and there isn't much anyone can do about it. The waters are going to become a nachal shotef, a flowing river, and it's going to fill the entire earth, and it's going to flood it, cities and people are going to cry out, but there won't be anyone to save them. The waters of the north are referring to the Babylonians. They are always the country that's coming from the north. And no one can stand up to them, including Paro. And certainly the Plishtim can't either. The way that the water is characterized here is reminiscent of the previous parak. Egypt is chastised for acting like the Nile River, saying statements like, I will overflow my bank and conquer the world. But here we see that the Babylonians are actually the river that will overflow, and they will conquer Egypt. The difference between Egypt and Babylonia is that the Babylonians are part of Hashem's master plan. The Plishtim are just a pawn. First they're conquered by Egypt, then they're conquered by Babylonia. So in the course of just a few years, they have two masters, both of whom raise them and hurt them. And the Plishtim end up being doubly conquered and doubly hurt. In Pasuk 6, the Navi turns towards the war and asks, Hoy cherev l'Hashem, ad ana lo tishkoti, ha'asfi al ta'arich, hargiv domi. He says, sword of Hashem, when will you be quiet at last? Withdraw into your sheath, rest, and be still. But then the Navi answers his own question in the next pasuk. Verse 7, Eich tishkoti v'Hashem tzivala. How can I be quiet? Hashem has commanded it to go. El Ashkelon, Vel Chof Hayam, Sham Ya'ada. Its destiny is to hurt the city of Ashkelon and the seashore. The sword of war has no mind of its own. It is destined to do the bidding of Hashem. The waters of the north, the armies of Babylonia, will flood everything in their path as long as Hashem wants them to. And this is the destiny of the Plishtim. This is what happened to them in the war. Just like Judea was captured twice, once by Egypt and then once again by Babylonia, that's what happened to the Plishtim. They were also captured twice, first by Egypt and then by Babylonia. Now, it's not clear from this parak what sin the Plishtim did to deserve this punishment, first at the hands of Egypt and then a few years later at the hand of Babylonia. Amos, the Navi Amos, includes the Plishtim on his list of nations who deserve destruction as well, but he gives us a reason. He attributes it to the fact that they broke a treaty that they had with Bnei Israel. When Bnei Israel were running away from their enemies, the Plishtim captured them and gave them over to the hands of Edom, who was their mortal enemy. And Edom then tortured the prisoners. The Mefarshim disagree when this actually happened. Did it happen at the exile of the 10 tribes and when they were running away from Assyria? Did it happen at the Korban? Or even according to the Razak, did it happen much later in the future at Bayit Sheni? But either way, we see something from Amos that the Plishtim are willing to break a treaty and hurt the people that they were supposed to help. Yechezkel, also in one of his nevuot against the Plishtim, gives us a different perspective. In chapter 25, Yechezkel says, Ko amar Hashem, Ya'an asot Plishtim, b'nekama, v'inakamu, nakam v'sha'at, b'nefesh l'mashchi eivat olam. Hashem says, because the Plishtim, in their ancient hatred, acted vengefully, and with other scorn sought revenge and destruction, Lachain, therefore, Ko amar Hashem, says Hashem, Hineni note yadi al plishtim, v'hechrati et kretim, v'havalti et sherit chof hayam. I'm going to stretch my hand against the plishtim, and I'm going to wipe them out, the last survivors of the seacoast. And just as they took revenge on other people, v'asiti bam nekamot gedolot, I am going to take terrible revenge against them, and they're going to be hurt b'tochechot chema with my furious anger. V'yed'u ki ani Hashem v'titi et nekmati bam, when I show them vengeance, when I take nekama against them, then they will know that I am Hashem. Yechezkel credits the Plishtim with a faulty character, similar to Yirmiyahu's characterization of the Egyptians, that saying that they had extreme haughtiness. Yechezkel says that the Plishtim had extreme vengeance. To be a person who takes such terrible revenge against enemies, you need to be a person that does not abide by the regular laws of warfare. There's a cruelty amongst the Plishtim. This also makes sense with Amos' charge. They didn't just not let the runaways pass through their land. They captured them and then gave them over to people, the Edomites, who would surely torture them. Yechezkel ends his speech with the words, V'yedu ki ani Hashem, and they will know that I am Hashem. Acting with these types of character traits does not acknowledge that there is a God who judges our character and our ethics. And then when they are brought down, they will realize that they were wrong for acting in this way, and that actually if somebody serves Hashem, they have no need for extra vengeance to be cruel, that's against what Hashem stands for. Again, the question is, who is the audience for this perek? Who's really supposed to hear it? If it is the Plishtim themselves, then Yirmiyahu is actually giving them a warning and a chance to fix themselves, and ultimately explaining to them why their punishment happened because of their character flaw. If the audience is Bnei Israel, however, it is a consolation that their enemies will one day be defeated, but also at the same time a cautionary tale, not to act like these goyim, to separate themselves from the nation, not to be, as Rashi says, that Yirmiyahu is a Navi l'goyim for Bnei Israel that are acting like goyim. Separate yourselves from these types of nations. Don't serve their gods. Don't be like them, because serving their gods, serving their idolatry, leads you not to believe that there's any ethics in the world, that it actually matters what your actions do and who you hurt. And therefore, says Yirmiyahu to Bnei Israel through his rebuke of the Plishtim, act differently. Don't be like the Plishtim. And therefore, you'll save yourselves from Hashem's anger, and you can be the kind of nation that sets an example for the Plishtim instead of a nation that's just thrown in with them and indistinguishable. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.